Cops for Kids, go. This was going up. Lisa, it was a windy start to it, wasn't it?
Yeah, super windy, but it's the least that we could do for all those kids that are suffering, and our pain will hopefully result in their gain with donations.
How are you feeling? Are you healthy for the actual ride itself? You'll be taking off from Cranbrook what day? Because you've got to go a little ways around, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm joining the team from Grand Forks to Castlegar and then connecting with them two more days into Cranbrook. So we'll ride into Cranbrook on the 16th of September to get in on the jail and bail.
People will be able to donate in between time. Can they do that at Max's Place Bakery then?
Yeah, we have a donation jar at Max's Place. You can also go online. The Tamarack Mall Facebook page has links there as well.
The riders, because it's a different format, there's only six riders on the road. So Lisa, our section is Creston to Cranbrook. So we'll leave Creston at 8 in the morning and we'll arrive in Cranbrook at 4. And we're going to ride down the highway into the mall and there'll be a jail and bail. So if you have anybody that you want to see in a makeshift jail, nominate them, and then they have to raise money for Cops for Kids to get out.
Do you two join up in Grand Forks?
Lisa does. She got a couple extra legs of the race. So she'll go Grand Forks to Castlegar, and then she'll ride from Nelson to Creston.
Just one more, you're going to hit the button, you're going to go up right away here. So you always pick the calm days, don't you?
Well, my idea, the weather forecast said it was supposed to be calm, but you know what? My life is like the kids. It's never a dull moment, and we're always fighting to raise money.
Kelly Hunter getting set to go up on Saturday morning at Tamarack Center.